Now entering Nerdist.com. Jackie Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. Jackie Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show.
You ready? Jackie's just mumbling her spots, shoving it on my face.
Are you recording?
Josh and Josh,
are you
and recording? Maria and
I don't know about you guys. I'm not looking for sets. I tell you what I am looking for is people to stop busting my non-existent ovaries, balls, or whatever.
What happened?
I got an email. Many things have been happening. Several people have alerted me that I've been an asshole.
Oh no! And somebody else?
Yeah. It's so
finally, Jackie. Finally,
I've heard a feeling.
It's the Me Too movement, it's against Jackie Cation.
Finally, and then
well, what happened? Wait, don't go. And what happened?
No, it just it's too. It's it was. It was dumb, and it wasn't. And it wasn't. There's been that, though. It's just like, here's what the thing. If somebody's mad at me, mm-hmm. Don't tell me. They'll either tell me like a grown adult, mm-hmm. or I will blissfully,
I think.
Never know. And my life will continue to move forward.
Did today, the person tell you in a passive-aggressive way?
Yeah.
Is it a comic?
No. And just, you wouldn't know him. It's a person in my life.
Ugh. Get those out of your life.
Exactly. Why do you
happier?
Have other people in your life? And then a couple people today wanted to let me in on the fact that I wasn't on some lists for the year.
Oh.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
That's not helpful.
No, it is not. Because here's the thing is I don't know about the list until the list. Like, I was talking to Kyle, and he mentioned a list, not saying that I was, which he just mentioned the list, mm-hmm. and then I set myself up. I said, I take it I'm not on that list. That's totally on me. I get that entirely. But I'm not on that list, and it's one of those 10 comics to watch.
Oh, we're never going to be on that list unless they're watching people die. I mean, when we're 80, they're going to start watching us.
Well, and the thing is all the people on the list, these are not huge reveals. This is Hassan Minhaj?
Oh, the guy that did the White House Correspondence Dinner?
Yeah.
Oh, we should keep our eye on him. Well, that's a good idea. And he has an hour on Netflix. That's a great idea. Who's on top of that? Is that a Variety? Or is that?
Yeah, that was Variety.
It's always, they're always stumbling towards comedy. They don't know anything. Who's Roseanne? She's got a show on Netflix. Well, she also had one on ABC.
Yeah, so now what do you think of this? It's the new group asked mm-hmm. me how you get your album on Sirius XM. So
okay.
I sent out a couple of feelers. Absolutely no one was willing to tell me how they had gotten theirs on. My label did it, and my label guy has not responded, and that's fine. I'm sure he would not. I mean,
maybe it's
complicated.
Everyone's got it's a state secret. There's a million different ways to do it, and they don't want to give their one way away. I don't know.
Yeah, what do you – I mean, I'm a fan of sharing the information.
Yeah.
I think that Sirius XM's
well, why
comedy,
is it a secret? They're a comedy network and they're a comedy radio network. So why is it a secret
it shouldn't
for
be a
comics
secret,
to get
right?
their albums on?
Yeah, I think everyone should have access to that. If it's someone's job to listen to all of the albums and some of them are and many all of them are shitty, whatever. Like if they're bad, that's your job. That you've been paid to listen to mediocre comedy and great comedy and
And you can tell in the first 5 minutes if it sucks. You don't have to.
Nobody does listen past the first 5 minutes. You're like you either are in love with the jokes, you're in love with the personality, and then you keep listening, or uh-huh. you are not. That's the whole thing.
That's the genius behind I think the Netflix 15-minute specials. Nobody watches anyone's hour unless you're a total comedy nerd or you want to be
a huge
that
fan
comic.
Of that person.
Yeah.
Yeah. But otherwise, people don't.
In passing, nobody watches a whole hour.
Stand-up isn't meant to be watched from your living room. You're supposed to be in a club, slightly uncomfortable, in a terrorist hostage situation, where if you say,
happening right in front of me right now? Because that's how I feel.
If you go to the bathroom, the comic's going to say something. I mean, that pressure adds to your enjoyment.
I will always stand by this. My favorite way to watch comedy, first of all, I don't want to watch. I want to do.
Yes.
So
is to never watch.
To not watch. The best way to consume stand-up comedy, live, in person, in a club. Second way, album, audio, only audio.
Yes, while you're driving.
Third one. That's not a bad way. I like a drive.
Yeah.
Third one, like a Netflix or a television set.
Yeah.
Fourth one, through the filter of some fucking
someone else
TV
doing
show.
The person's jokes.
Yeah, like a TV show or some dramedy.
Wait,
where,
what?
Miss Maisel, the Mrs.
That's number four. That's your experience of stand-up comedy is
that's
the adventures of Mrs. Maisel or something.
But I think that'd be the last way I would want to watch someone's act.
But that's not anyone's act. It's.
I feel like it's someone's act. Someone has given up their act.
Oh no!
I feel like
I hope they know they gave up their act.
Well, I mean, I always think I'm dying up here, right? And
yeah, I didn't watch it.
I don't watch any of them. I'm now watching a new television show. That makes two, since the Great British Bake Off is over.
Oh my god!
I'm watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Always have, always will.
Okay.
Second show I'm watching, Star Trek Discovery, that is it.
Is that a different show?
That
from
is a
Agents
different.
Of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
yes, it is.
I'm watching
Star
Peaky
Trek.
Blinders, and I can barely. I'm sliding off the couch. I'm so aroused by every man in Peaky Blinders.
What is Peaky? Is it dirty?
What do you mean? What is Peaky Blinders?
I don't know what anything is.
It's Cillian Murphy.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of other hot guys. They play these gypsies. Tinkers in Birmingham, England, right after World War One, and they're gangsters, but they've got angst because they fought in the trenches. Oh, it's fucking awesome.
Marcella. Yeah.
Wait, what?
I had Marcella. Arguello.
Arguello.
Damn it,
God,
it's Arguello.
Sakes.
It's I had her on the Dork Forest.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, I think, next week. I think it's next week, so who cares? But because I recorded three Dork Forests this week. So, but her dorkdom was Kanye West. And what could fill
amazing.
A thimble?
What?
The information that I have about Kanye West. So tune in to the Dork Forest with Marcella.
His mother died getting a tummy tuck and breast reduction.
That's what she told me. And there was another thing, that his dad was a Black Panther.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. But his mom was an English professor and raised her by herself and was seriously disappointed but supportive when he dropped out of college. And then he made a million-dollar album called College Dropout. That I now know three times the amount of information that I knew about Kanye West.
Well.
There you go.
Did you watch Chappelle's specials?
Nope. I worked at the Brea Improv last minute.
About him.
Oh, well, I saw your tweet that his Trump stuff was amazing.
Yes, I thought that was great. I thought equanimity was great. And then the one that everyone's complaining about,
You have your own issues.
I don't want to pile on the complaints, but there's a joke where I feel like I wish I could have talked to him beforehand because
joke, was it?
No, it's a tweak that would have saved it, in my opinion.
Sure.
And if I can give it to you.
Please, because he's not going to want to hear it.
Here's the thing. He has...
What's the bit?
It's the bit is about Kevin Spacey and Anthony Rapp. Anthony Rapp's the guy who said, this guy, Kevin Spacey molested me. And then 40 million other people are like, me too! And, and like he lost his job at the Old Vic, which is this theater company in London, because he's inappropriate across the board, across continents. So this guy is a serial molester, Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey, okay.
So now I have been... the victim of a serial molester, my swim coach, who's in prison.
Yeah.
So I come from, I'm a comic, but I'm also in
a
that
survivor.
Other class, right?
Yeah.
So he has this joke about Kevin Spacey being like a truffle pig, being able to root out. And he, when he talked about Anthony Rapp, he said he could sniff him out because he was gay. He's like root him out, like he's rooting him out like he's a truffle.
Yeah.
Now
it's a beautiful analogy.
It's a perfect. Here's what's it's a great image.
Yeah.
But it's not because he's gay. Right. And what I would love to have been able to tell him, and I think a lot of people don't understand predators, yeah, is they look for people who aren't going to talk.
Yeah.
And that's why people stay silent for 30 years and then all of a sudden they come forward. It's a, yeah, it took them that long because they're...
It doesn't have anything to do with him being gay.
Right. Yeah. And I bet you Kevin Spacey has molested as many straight boys as he did gay boys.
Yeah, yeah.
And it, probably the straight boys are even more silent because they don't... They're like, oh
they
my God.
They can't tell anybody that a gay thing happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
So... I feel like, because he had a second joke that I thought was great, but because this one was like, I'm like, oh, that's not accurate. It kind of interfered with my ability to enjoy
right,
it.
Right, right.
Which was that, you know, this kid, Anthony Rapp, had been silent for so long. And, you know, something like we're all thinking, well, if you'd been silent for 6 more months longer, we could have found out how Game of Thrones or House of Cards ended. Which I'm like, yes.
That's hilarious.
But it's like, oh, if he had waited six more months
to do that material on television, he could have fixed it himself. That's what I still
but
think.
I mean, the thing is if the punchline had been, instead of rooting out homosexuality, as Kevin Spacey as a truffle pig, sniffing out. I mean, that's just a great fucking image. If he had just been looking for kids who shut up or kids who don't talk.
Yeah.
If, you know, he had used whatever language he's going to use, however he Chappelle's it, I think that would have been gotten just as decent of a laugh.
Yeah.
And then that second joke would have got a better, it already got a good laugh because it's a good joke, but it would have just all tied together more nicely, in my opinion, as a former truffle.
Fair enough. And your truffle pig is serving life, hopefully. So,
for him, 40 years.
Good.
And he was 70 when he went in jail.
Good.
But I mean, there are decades worth of women. I could almost guarantee you some of the girls that my coach molested were gay. So they can't tell who's gay or straight. Maybe
that's
they
not
can't,
what sexual
they don't care.
About. Yeah.
They want someone who's not gonna say anything. And I remember when I was a girl I swam with named Paula was just like a total ball buster. And I was like, she's so brave. You know, she just says, fuck you whenever she wants to. And he never touched her because she would have fucking said, she would have been 14 going, fuck you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they don't go after those types. They go after the insecure, the quiets or whatever. Yeah. They find them. They're good at that.
Right.
But that seems like a common misunderstanding about what a predator is and not understanding why people take so long to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, they're experts at finding people that are like that.
Yeah. And that and sexual assault is not about the sex, which it's about.
It's about the violence and the control. Partially about the control, but there is other. If it wasn't about the orgasm, they could just strangle you, and that's control too. So how they use sex is different than how the rest of us do it, right? They use sex to control and to have power and to terrify, and the rest of us, I'm like, wait, I like power. Okay.
Oh.
But you know what? I'm not a predator. Hold on. I do like to terrify a guy during sex. But wait a minute.
I have a new sex joke, which is always a sign. Always a sign that things are going well. if I have a new sex joke, it means that I was cheerful one day.
Going well in the marriage?
No, just cheerful. There's something made me laugh.
Okay.
And it's usually because I probably, over the last 30 years, have written 10 sex jokes.
Right.
And so to write a new one is a gift. It's a gift.
Well, because you're in a marriage and you're having it regularly, is it something like you don't think about as a term in terms of material because it's not start and stop? Like if you were dating and you were having sex all of a sudden, that's all you want to talk about. And then when you're not dating, it's not on your mind.
No. No, I'm always thinking about sex.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not always thinking about it, but I'm always like, well, he's right there. We could have sex.
Really?
Why would...
Poor Andy. Oh, my God. You're like a truffle pig, and your poor husband.
I'm a truffle pig, and he rises to the occasion. I don't know if I'm the truffle or that... No, I'm not going there. So, I sent my veils the other day.
Two.
On a Thursday.
Two.
I disapprove of a Thursday of veils.
What do you mean?
All the clubs.
Oh, okay. Just like the regular week-long clubs?
Yeah, week-long clubs just to get work across the country. Right. And because I'd like to send avails on a Saturday or Sunday. Sunday's the best.
Really?
Because if you send them Thursday or Friday, people shunt them off into a folder and says, I'll deal with this next week.
Right. I've got weekend shows coming up. I can't.
Yeah, I gotta go work with the comic who's coming in today.
Yes.
So if you send them on a Sunday, they're brand new for them on Monday morning.
Oh, sure.
Or they see them Sunday night.
Because they only check their emails at their work computers.
Or they see them Sunday night and they're like, and they're on their mind the next day. And so...
Yeah.
So Thursday of Ales, I some people did respond. The guy in Vermont.
Oh, cool.
Said that, but I work there. He said hopefully it's going to get me in this year. So
neat, right?
That'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah. That's such a fun room.
That's a great room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think everybody knows that. So now
there's no getting
now
in.
There's
there.
hard to get
oh
in.
Oh, my
hard
God.
To get in.
The word is out.
The word is out. So, oh, my God. And I also did a one-nighter with the elderly this last weekend.
Yeah.
And you know when a crowd is having a good time super quietly?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Screw those people. So I did not get
you
mad at
them. You can't tell
them
how to have a good time.
I cannot. And sometimes I want
Stop
to.
Stop using your power.
I wanted to there would be a silence and I was like, I would let it be for a second. And then I would laugh. And I would laugh in the way that we laugh at each other in the back of the room because there was no one to
you
do
You don't
that.
Even have a comic at the in the back
there
of the room to entertain.
I didn't even have a... There wasn't enough in the back of the room for me to work with.
Awful.
And it was too bad. But here's what a small panic attack, and I tried my brand new sex joke in front of the elderly.
Right.
And nope.
Nope.
Or who can tell? Who can tell? I did it tonight at Bar Lubitz, Jazz Ponce's new show.
Oh, cool.
And that actually, it worked pretty good, but it was the first time I really said it. Because I said it this week once, but not...
That's cool. That's good. I'm depressed because I thought last night I did this really fun show at Bear Burger and Santa Monica, which not a sentence I ever thought I'd say. But it was a great little show.
Weird. There's a burger shop in Santa Monica that has stand-up on a Thursday?
Yes.
Note to self. Yes. Yeah. I like Santa Monica shows, quite honestly.
So there's this bit that I'm working on that... Yeah. I worked on in New York, even though I was doing New Year's Eve shows and holiday shows.
That's right.
I still kind of worked it in a lot of my sets, unless they were like really, like the New Year's Eve shows at the Stand were cut down to 10 minutes. He added a couple other comics. And so it was like, all right. I felt like, oh, these people pay $200 or whatever. I'm not going to work on, spend half my set working on something bumpy.
Right. But, and 10 minute sets.
Yeah. But it's still like something, it's still... feels like I'm telling a story about my kid, and I fucking hate that.
All stories about people's kids?
Yes, and I remember
as a genre.
Yeah, I do. I feel like comics tell jokes, and then they start talking about their kids, and all of a sudden it turns into The Moth, where there's a 2.5 minutes of no laughs while they're setting things up, right?
And who's making the money on that? Oh, just those three women? Excellent.
Wait, is The Moth a big money-making venture for three women?
I don't know how many people are involved in The Moth, but all I know is that to tell a story, you have to give them
$20. Oh, that's right. To make them listen on the phone?
No. You put your name in a bucket.
Oh, yeah.
And it costs like $20 to do it. To put your name in a bucket, and then you may or may not get pulled.
Oh, man.
And then you have to sit through 1,000 other stories, and you're like, I didn't get it.
That's worse than a regular open
that's
mic bucket.
Much worse than the
that's
mic
awful.
Bucket. Yeah, because usually open mic, they want you to buy a cup of coffee, maybe.
And they're telling jokes, at least.
Right. Instead of some sad sack, I used to have cancer, and I still have cancer. Oh, I'm dead. I don't know how that story goes, but
let's not get a little too heavy on death and cancer jokes. Seriously,
I'm so sorry.
It's my bread and butter.
Do you know Gary Anna Obeda? Do you know Gary Anna Obeda? She used to do stand up here in.
I don't know.
I taped a Dork Forest with her today. She's a projectionist. She was at the Silent Movie Theater and at CineFamily and ArcLight, and those first two had giant sex scandals, and so now she's no longer a projectionist at either of those places.
What happened?
They shut down. Those two places shut down. And she does not show movies at those places anymore. Or no one does. And so she has other work, luckily. She's
that sucks.
Yeah. But she came on the Dork Forest and talked about projectionism, projectioning, being a projectionist, movies.
Okay.
And she opened the Dork Forest with, well, if people are still alive when this one goes up. Because it's not going to go up until the end of the month. Because I've been recording a bunch of them. And I was like, a little dark for the Dork Forest.
Can I get back to my story?
No.
That I'm hearing about your guests on your other podcast.
we got an hour to kill. Where are we at, Kyle?
We are at 19 minutes.
Fuck. But no, please tell me about tell me the story about your son.
No, it's not a story about my son. I hate you.
Don't hate me.
I can't wait to hit Facebook tonight afterwards. After this set, this podcast.
Just to let people know how big an asshole I am. My humanity.
I'm going to search your name so I can chime in on all the posts you're not tagged on.
Oh my God. How much more work is that you're never doing? Anyway,
I was in the shower a couple days ago and I'm like, what? This bit is too clunky. It feels too, it's not jokes. It's not fast. It's not a Friday Night Late Show. It's people's attention will wander and they'll be like, ugh. Because I remember when I would hear, and I have a prejudice against women talking about their kids that I don't have about men talking about their kids. And I think the general audience is the same way. No,
but
it's Louis would talk about his kids and everyone's like, oh, my God.
He also pulled his dick out in front of people.
I'm not saying he didn't. I'm telling you wait, shut up. No. God damn it. I'm telling you how people respond.
You're telling me how people respond and I don't agree.
Okay, I haven't even finished saying a sentence.
You've said 19 sentences. Go.
No, I've said 22 half sentences. And don't tell me to go. I'll go when I want to. When male comics talk about having kids, there's always a great outpouring from the female audience members of like, oh, good, he's a good dad. Like, that it makes them more fuckable, okay? When female comics talk about having kids, there's not that outpouring. I feel it. That's why I'm very conscious of really getting to hard jokes quickly, because I can see young women who don't have kids going, oh fuck, I didn't, this is why I don't have kids, I don't want to hear this, and guys going, girl comic talking, you know what I mean? So I'm very conscious of that. And now I'm in the middle of a story that I think has potential, but right now it feels too storytellery. And I just realized there's a joke I thought of in the shower that worked really well at Bear Burger. Mm-hmm. And I was like, good, I solved it. And then tonight at Hermosa, I'm like, I didn't. Fuck.
Yeah.
Like, they started wandering again. And I'm like, well, maybe I need to move that joke up early so I get to it right away. And maybe this won't even be a story. Maybe it'll just be like a 30-second bit, you know?
Okay, now can I say
that? Yes. You weren't even listening. You were rocking like an autistic child back and forth in your chair.
Wait till you get the emails on that. I got one of those as well.
What?
Dana Eagle was on the Dork Forest. Anyway, so I have this to say.
Right.
Is there's always been this thing that bookers have said throughout the 80s and 90s and today that women can't do things on stage that men can do. Women, for a million years, you've heard it, is women can't swear.
Yes.
Women can't talk about their
vaginas,
their genitals and their bodily functions and these things. And then when women talk about their kids, they don't get the same respect as dudes do. I have not witnessed that. I have witnessed good jokes working and bad jokes not working. That's all I've witnessed. And what I say about your joke is that, first of all, I've heard that joke. It's an awesome premise. And it is a story now. But you're not used to doing what I live my life doing, which is taking a story and taking something too long and fucking whittling it down into just punch, 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 which is what you're doing. And so you're not super comfortable with it. But I know that you're going to do it because it's such a good premise. It's such a good story, and once it's in sort of rap form, you know, like where it's, you know, it'll be a rat-a-tat-tat joke. It'll be there. Are they going to lock us in here, Kyle?
That's why I talked to him before.
Oh, good. Good to know. Now, here's,
Yeah, it's Friday night. We both had sets tonight.
We both had sets. I picked up Brea Improv. Remember last episode I was like, I don't have any sets before New Year's.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and that was great.
So were you at Brea for New Year's Eve or just the, you know,
I was
just
there
the
Thursday,
Saturday.
Friday, Saturday, okay. And then Fitzdog, Greg Fitzsimmons did right. New Year's Eve. But they sent me home with a balloon of balloons with confetti in it, and I brought it to my New Year's Eve gig, which was here at Nerd Melt, with the double clicks.
Oh,
with,
cool.
Well, half the double clicks. Joseph Scrimshaw.
Double and, or click?
It was a double, I believe, not okay. click. And she might be click. So whatever, Angela Weber. But the Brea Improv, I worked with a young man that was very, very funny, Matt Donaher.
He's hilarious. He's done Conan a couple times.
Yeah, he's done Conan a couple of times. And what a good guy.
Yeah,
what
definitely.
A nice... Yep. And full of all kinds of integrity.
Yep.
And
a great writer. Yeah.
Oh, my God. The jokes were super...
Yes.
They were the kind of jokes that you love.
Yeah.
And the rest of us love them, too, because we laugh. But you love their structure.
Yeah.
And then I talked to a bunch of our mutual friends about a club that has never booked women headliners.
Right. You mentioned that to me.
And is being booked like it is 1992.
Right.
So
there's more than one of those.
Oh, there's so many of those. And it's a woman who books it. And she books it in a way she doesn't.
She's also 92.
She's 92 and she shouldn't be allowed. Coincidentally. And the woman who just got moved up to headliner, the owner of the club was watching her feature. And she just got moved up to headliner because he was like, why aren't you headlining? Well, the reason is because you don't book your own club. How about that? And you let 92-year-old lady do it. And so I went back. I went and I looked at all the weeks I possibly could at this club.
Yeah.
34 weeks. 6 weeks, the guy who owns the club is working. And that's fine, because a lot of it was holidays and whatever, right?
Sure. That's why you own a club. Why would I own a club if I'm not going to work at 90% of the weeks that are available?
Right, right. Why not? And then, so two women headliners.
Oh, God.
Not one of the ones who just got booked, the woman who just got
right.
bumped up.
Jesus.
So a woman I've never heard of.
Right.
And another woman I know.
Okay.
9 men that are not white.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest were white men. And super hardcore road dog kind of white guys.
She's stuck, that booker's stuck in an era.
She's stuck in an old-timey
era.
You
know what? Thank God for those old road dogs, because they probably can't get work in a lot of other places. You know what?
Am I going to be sympathetic to a bunch of old white guys who have been taking work from me for 30 years? I don't think so. As sympathetic as I'd like to be, I'm unmoved. Why don't you write a
road
new fucking...
Road dog's got to work, Jackie.
Road dog's got to work. How about road dog's got to write a new fucking joke? How about that? Write a new 20, and then I will be your biggest advocate. Because I don't know if you're familiar with this dingbat, but...
Give it to me.
Let
me see it.
He should not have work. He is a maroon.
Well,
yep.
You know.
He's
not an old road dog. He's an our age road dog.
Right, but it's
he's going to have you can't stop that career. That's just going to happen.
Ew. It's just the same old old guys who have credits and have been around for a generation, and it's
I'm fine with that. Fine with that one. And then who's I can't read this one.
It's so sorry. Sorry for the delay.
I'm fine with that one. That last one you named.
Except for that, you were just telling me that you heard things about him that weren't great either.
You know what?
And I know things that aren't great about him.
Okay.
So he's a banana head. And
he's
exhausting.
Honestly,
three of them are exhausting.
Okay.
To me.
All right.
And so, guess what? I wouldn't mind.
What?
A little fresh meat. Even if it's the 35-year-old white guys that have been stealing all my work for the last 15 years.
We're not technically fresh meat. To a lot of clubs, we are. Because they've never worked us.
Right, right. It's a brave new world. It's a golden opportunity to get this perspective.
This slab of... of marble.
And, and the lady who
steak.
Books this room, she does it that old school thing where, you know, like in the early 90s, they were like, you have to book more women. You have to book more people of color. You have to. And she's the perfect example of featuring and emceeing all of those people.
Oh, my God.
Instead
yes.
of headlining.
Yes, yes.
And so.
Okay, they're on the show technically.
Right. Technically. Yeah. And so all of her lineups are crawling with just women and
female,
and,
female MC,
MCs and middles.
And, minority middle and white male headliner.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's just almost every show except for the shows that are three white guys.
Wow.
And
but
how do you tell
what?
Them
that's
apart?
Just, that is just one club in a town that has a bunch of clubs.
Right. And it's, but she's not alone. She's, and this
know.
Is not, this is not her. She didn't create this, but she never, she's,
she
here's
might
the other,
have, she's one of the original bookers. She might have created
and she's
it.
Never liked me.
Yeah.
She never booked me. I knew her 20 years ago here.
Yeah, I never got a lot
she's
of
been unmoved.
Response from her.
She's been unmoved by the Jackie Cations of the world. I know you're surprised.
I'm very moved by you.
I know.
Well, when I was at the stand on...
Yeah. On New Year's?
It was the January 1st,
okay.
the day after, and I was there for Frantic, which is the free show.
Oh, nice.
They do.
Yeah.
It was funny because there's a lot of women on the show, and it was... everyone had a notebook out. All the women, notebooks open, fucking mm-hmm. doing their homework before their sets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's pretty cool.
That is awesome. Everybody. I thought you meant on stage.
No. At the table.
At the table,
like,
working on their sets.
Instead of like talking about the waitress they banged, like,
yep.
you know,
mm-hmm.
some male comics do.
Mm-hmm.
It's they're going over their jokes.
Yeah.
Making set lists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Being comics
mm-hmm.
instead of being dingbats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm with
yeah.
you. It
reminded me of your thing about the flappers, the montage they have before the show of
oh, yeah.
comics making fun of flappers, and it's all male comics
because
women are grateful for the gig.
Yeah.
We would never do that.
Why would you make fun?
I was like, look at these. You know, we got all these. They're grateful for the stage time. They've
yep.
got their notebooks out.
That's it.
Shit.
That's
new
it.
New generation.
I also, over the last week and a half, witnessed a guy do somebody else's joke.
Oh.
And then emailed him the Conan set that the guy did the joke on.
Who?
It's,
wait.
You don't know him.
Do I know? I must have known the guy who did Conan, though, right?
Yeah.
So was it it's not a similar joke. It's a word for word. It's a
verbatim.
Total steal. And you know he's a thief?
Well, here's what happened. So... It
oh,
was.
Okay.
Yeah. So here's what happens is.
Well,
so,
his jokes are hard to write. So that
it
is.
It was. Well, I emailed the guy.
No,
the next
seriously.
Day.
Like.
Right. Because they're well crafted.
Yeah.
They're,
yeah. Yeah.
I think we've established that it's they're tricksy. Right. So they have good words and they perfect imagery.
Right.
So all I did was write to the booker guy or the host guy that I had been working with. I said, hey, I don't know if you know this, but this guy has a joke that's kind of like yours, a lot like yours. And he did it on Conan, and I put the link. And I said, just a heads up, you know. And
yeah.
he wrote me back, and he goes, yeah, I stole that.
What?
Yeah. And he goes, I don't do it on the road. It just slipped out. I stole it. And I'm not going to do it again. I'm really sorry.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, man. And he said, I know, it's just, it's brutal. And it's not cool,
Wait,
and I understand
what's
that.
Brutal?
It's...
comedy's brutal?
No, it's brutal that he... it was great that he admitted it, is all I meant.
Oh, I thought you said he said it's brutal. Like,
no.
He's commiserating with you.
Oh, no, it's... no, he just said, I'm an idiot, and I'm ashamed. And so, and I said, here's the thing. And I gave
wow.
him, like, a writing assignment. Because I was like, I wanted to be of help, you know. And he actually, the second email, he emails me back. And he's like, by the way, it's really nice of you to be very gentle about how you put that.
Wow.
Because I said, I don't know if you know.
Well,
but,
I mean, that
but
could
it could have
well
been
be
parallel.
Parallel thought.
Yeah,
sure.
I didn't want to just come out and say, hey, fuckwit, you were horrible.
Does he have other stuff that seems stolen?
Lifted? No.
Yes.
No. He said that he... he doesn't, it's not something he does. It's just something that happened.
But that doesn't make sense.
No, I know.
How do you go to the trouble of memorizing someone else's joke?
I love other people's jokes. I don't say them, but I tell them to other people.
Yeah, but remember I always get them wrong. I would never be able to slip into one in my act. I'd be like, how's it going? I mean, you just...
You have to
take some time out of your life to fucking steal a joke.
It's true. Why don't you take some time out of your life to write a joke?
Thank you.
Yes. But remember that time I accidentally did your joke? And I called
you. Oh, yes,
yes. And it was like a year before we started this podcast. And
we would have started this podcast a year earlier had I not been outraged.
Just an outrage, rage. But no,
it is a joke that's easy because half of it's conversational.
Conversational. Yeah. And in the moment, God. I did. Yes. And in the moment, I did your, when I did your bit, I just stared at the audience and then I said, to really hear that joke. You should find Lori Kilmartin. I did it at the Claremont Flappers. I accidentally did one of your jokes at the Claremont. I know, there were 9 people there.
That's okay.
They could have told 9 people. And then by 2021...
A career maker.
It's true. We probably do Comic of the Week.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Virginia.
Oh, yes.
Virginia Jones,
Virginia
you guys.
Jones.
Woohoo. Virginia Jones. And I forget what her... I looked it up.
It's hard to pronounce. Bad in... Iandos, BADINIADONES.
What is she doing?
Baden.
BADINADONES.
Any Lori 16 can't come.
I can't comment. Wait, BADINA.
INI. ADONES. It's worth the work. She's a good follower.
BADINIAD. A what?
Just search Virginia Jones comedy. It will pop up, guys. Yeah. It
Very
will
quickly.
Pop up.
Oh, my God. Adonis. That's a good clock eater. Is us trying to figure out your... Virginia Jones, you're hilarious. I was watching one of her sets, and she was so funny. It was a joke. I think it was right after the election. Or so. I don't know. It was just about the women who voted for Trump.
Yeah.
And it was... It's an outstanding joke, you guys. YouTube, Google it. I won't do it because then I'll have to apologize. So, and
I'm yawning.
You
Sorry.
Are yawning.
Tired.
You're a little out of it. It's
hey. So, what do you mean I'm a little out of it? I think I've been hit there fucking hard, honey.
In passing, I say what?
Damn.
Oh my God. See the world. Stop hitting me. Is what I'm saying to the American public.
But you ever have a day where, like, I felt like this at Hermosa tonight, where. You haven't spoken much that day, and you realize, oh, my God, I don't have access to words, and my mouth isn't moving.
Right.
Like, I was on stage going, I've talked before, right? What's happening right now?
Right,
like,
right.
I just realized I was silent all day, and when I was driving down, I was listening to Maren interview Ta-Nehisi Coates. It was really good.
Oh, wow. He interviewed Ta-Nehisi.
Yeah. By the way, it's taken me about a year to figure out how to say his first name.
I read all of his Black Panther comic books.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he writes all the Black Panther comic books. They're really good, but I know that he's also a genius and very, very
yeah,
smart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, he is. It's a really good interview. So I wasn't going over my act on the way down. Mm-hmm. And at the very last second, I listened to the Bear Burger set. I guess I was a little cocky. I'm like, I fucking got this thing. I don't need to listen to this fucking
talk
set.
About it.
And then I had my ass handed to me. Now, I was consoling myself because checks were going down. I'm like, oh, that's probably the problem. And then I then I closed on like a really old Chestnut and mm-hmm. it worked well. I'm like, oh, that's not the problem.
Yeah. Thursday night, I drove down to Brea. And you know how it is when you drive down there. You're either 2 hours early or right on time
right.
or a little bit late. You can't tell.
Yeah.
And so I was 2 hours early.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't even really work on a 45-minute set.
Yeah.
List.
Oh, you just went up cold.
Yeah, I was just looking at
45s recently or shorter shit?
I think so.
Shows.
I think I have. It's all a blur. I think I've been doing shorter, though. I think I've been opening for Maria, and I hadn't done any headline sets in a couple of weeks.
Right.
So Thursday night was fun. I meandered around a bunch.
Yeah.
But it was fun in the end, and everybody had a good time. Friday, first show was outstanding. Second show was a caricature of a damn Friday night second show.
Right.
Where there was a woman in the front row who I literally tried to pray her out of the room. I fell to my knees. made the sign of the cross, and she would not leave. And then I had, and that was in the first 10 minutes.
Oh my
so I had
God.
To do another 40. And it was
fun. The audience behind you?
Yeah, they were completely booked. Because she
that's
had the
one thing you have to get is the hecklers to ruin the show enough so the audience is angry, and then you can
and
do whatever you want.
She did it within the first 5 minutes of my set, which meant that she had been glaring with. She had been dragged to this show.
Yeah.
Because she had glared all the way through the first two comics.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you killing? You're kidding me? And I can't talk either. But and then Saturday, both shows were great. Both shows.
That's cool. Did you sell merch after?
I sold some merch. You know, I have so much merch that I'm like, am I selling merch or am I just showing people some art that some people made?
Oh, you have so much. You have
I have a lot of selection.
Yes.
The selection's
quite a display.
Yes. It's a...
Maybe you should cut it down to three items.
Yes. Yes, I should. It's that's what I did Saturday. I just did one Dork Forest t-shirt, the two mm-hmm. the two stand-up shirts, and then just the new album.
Right.
So... And, other than that, this woman told me that this is another old school road thing that's still happening.
Yeah, okay.
She got bumped up. She said that this road guy's going to headline her.
Former comic of the week.
A former comic of the week. Mm-hmm. Go through the list, you guys. Who am I talking about? That some shitty one-nighter booker said, I'll headline you now.
Yeah.
In 50 weeks.
Wait, what?
He said, I'll headline you essentially in 2019.
Oh.
In other words, he wants to squeeze another year featuring out of her.
Oh, I thought it was a reward for the end of the week. I'll bring
no.
you back.
Nope.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, so he's
there's a lot of comics out there, man.
There's a lot of comics and there's a bunch of mediocre goofs that she's opening for.
Yeah.
That are...
That are grandfathered
certainly
in.
No better than she is.
Because
she's
they
great.
Were faxing avails in the 90s and now.
Very possible. You don't know.
They've switched over to email.
I know
what's going on.
It's that's my last story.
Really?
You going up this week?
Yes. Yeah, I'm in town. And then on Saturday, I'm going to be in San Francisco.
Oh, that's right. You're doing
Cobb's
the Liz Winstead.
With Liz Winstead and April Richardson.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm pretty
excited.
That's
an amazing show.
Yes.
What is the date? Is that the...
That's the 14th.
14th.
Yeah,
okay.
It's Curtis Sketchfest. So that's cool. Yeah, I have shows around here. I'll be tweeting them.
And you're just going to go to San Francisco, do the show,
just
come home?
Just that one night. Yeah, yeah, come back.
Fair enough.
And then I am a citizen of Luxembourg.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So now I've done phase two, which is that's like the big thing. And then now I make an appointment and go to the consulate in San Francisco and apply for my passport.
There you go.
To get out of this hellhole at a moment's notice.
You gotta have a plan B.
You do.
You gotta have a... And does the boy get a passport as well?
Yep.
So the two of yous.
Yeah.
Does he got to go with you?
He does. We have to go up there together.
Yeah.
Get
so
our
is he coming?
Taken a certain way. Yeah. I have to make it. I have to figure out a time when I can.
Oh, so he's not coming this weekend.
Oh no. It's no.
There's not enough time.
Right. It's a Monday through Friday thing. Yeah. I have to do. So I have to do it on a hiatus week and maybe take him out of school. But
yeah. I'm doing sets around town and then I'm going to Eugene, Oregon, and Portland, Oregon, with Bamford. Things
Cool.
are about to speed up again. I was like, I'm going to do it different this year.
Yeah.
I'm not going to overbook myself.
You got
January,
how do you
February.
Say no to work? You can't say no to work.
That exact same thing happened when I got a call today and asked if I wanted to do a Valentine's show at Cobb's.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I don't know who is on it, but I think it's all local comics and me.
Oh, that's great.
And
so you're just going up for the Wednesday?
Just going up for the Wednesday, coming back on the Thursday.
Can I? Okay, because I'm working Valentine's Day, too. I'm working at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut.
Are you?
Because I'll be at the Comedy Connection Rhode Island in Providence that weekend, February 16 and 17.
Really?
Yes. That's the club where, remember I told you there was a white guy with a... He had hair tattooed on his bald head, and he sat in the front row and was licking his lips at me when I was on stage. Mm. And it was something that only I could see, so I really couldn't deal with him. And he was so strange.
Yeah.
I just wanted him to go away.
Yeah.
And he stayed for the next show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, my God is right. So anyway, going back there.
It's Gil Martin. Hopefully he's still there. You guys are engaged.
Can you write? I'm just curious because I think the money I'm getting for the 14th is. I just like to know. Write down a sum and you tell me, and I'm going to write down
that,
mine.
That I'm getting?
Yes.
I'm. This is an investment in one day Molly booking me.
Okay, I gotcha.
So,
all right.
So,
let's trade numbers.
It's a
because it is. It's a one nighter in the middle of the week. It's not like, you know, Valentine's Day on a Saturday would be a lot more money, but
yeah. So, yeah.
Oh,
oh my
same.
God, it's exactly the same. But how do you?
Are you getting travel?
Yeah,
I'm not.
Just 100 though.
You might be able to cover it. Southwest
no, that's
out of
fine.
Burbank.
Oh yeah, and I have points. So, God knows what'll happen. But it's the thing is, I want to work.
Yeah,
I love Molly's rooms up there in San Francisco. So, I haven't been able to get up there. She's like, I wanna, but I don't, you know, because nobody can fill Cobbs. I certainly can't.
No,
fill
it's
Cobbs.
A 400 seater.
Yeah, that's insane.
It's huge.
Yeah,
it's huge.
They were psyched at Brea that I had as many people as I did.
Oh, that's cool.
Under. With no notice.
Yeah.
And only one guy said, where's Jimmy Pardo? And because I was subbing for Jimmy.
Yeah,
right. So, but the...
What did you tell him?
I said, he's had a family emergency.
Oh, okay.
Why don't you get a refund? And it's a... Or, why don't you enjoy the jokes of this one? Standing right in front of you, you weirdo. Oh, my God. I'm such...
But, you know, Cobbs is gigantic.
Cobbs is too big for me to fill. Punchline.
You almost have to be like... You have to be like Norm MacDonald to fill it, basically.
Fluffy.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, that's fine.
Right.
Ralphie May could fill it, usually.
Yes.
And so...
Himself or what? Being with them all? Come on, folks. Come on, he would love that.
Oh
he would
God.
Love
Clearly,
that.
Clearly, Kyle Clark
he was
saw
a heavy
that
guy.
One coming.
Oh.
He was a big
he was
guy.
A heavy guy.
Guy, Ralphie May was a big guy.
Rest in peace, Ralphie. Yeah. I love you.
The two of you are going to hell. And have a good time there with each other. So. He would be fine with it. It's like making fun of Brad Williams.
I think Ralphie's ghost spoke for me. He wanted me to say that.
Well, he wanted me to mention him. And so I mentioned him, and then you knocked it out of the park.
For Mohican Sun, they want me to, do a 30-second video to promote the gig. Have you done these?
Yeah.
What are they?
They're just, hey, I'm doing stand-up comedy here. You live around here, don't you? Then maybe you like stand-up comedy and we should get together and then you would buy a ticket.
So they're unfunny promotional videos
What
for
just
a comedy
happened here?
Show.
Did you not see the charm oozing out of my pie hole? Yeah, they're,
you know
that's exactly what
they're. I just, because I mentioned it at Hermosa, because I guess I've heard of this, but I've never been asked to do one, especially for one that's not paying that much. But Should I be complaining like this?
They're not listening.
That's true. So
it's the Mohegan Sun in Connecticut.
So I'm excited
away.
To work it, though.
Me
I
too.
Just thought it would be a big money gig.
I'm excited about
it's
this
in a casino.
This lip smacking thing with the Rhode Island. I need to find out who's booked that because I got an old friend in Rhode Island.
That's never, but you know, comics always do that. They'll go, hey, I want to work your club because my friend lives there. It's like the club owner's like, I don't give
a
fuck who your friend's
I
with.
I never tell the club owner.
Yeah.
What do they give a shit?
They don't.
He's got a life to lead.
Yeah. They
yeah,
just
I got a lot of friends
booze.
Too, it turns out. And they all live here because I live here.
But, so Jack Cohen, who was at Hermosa Beach tonight, he said you should go up after your set and then just hold up the video camera and kind of like do so the audience is in the background and say, hey, I'm going to be at the Mohegan Sun on February 14th. You guys think they should all come out and see me and have the audience go, yay. But I didn't like the audience, so I decided not to do it. I'll do you know what? I'm at the Improv Lab
right,
tomorrow at Laura House's gig. I think I'll do it with that
I'm
one.
Doing that, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll do
yeah,
that.
Yeah. That's a hell of a lineup, actually.
I know. That's a pretty cool lineup tomorrow night.
Yeah, this is going to come out after it. But I'm
sorry,
doing
you missed a good show.
You guys missed a really good show. I'm doing the UCB and Josh and Josh.
Yeah.
And then I'm off with Maria. But I'm looking forward to... You know what? I like Bar Lubitz, but the audiences are usually...
Lubitz?
Lubitz.
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 Bitch.
It isn't.
Lubitz?
Lubitz.
B-I-T-C. It's It's Lubitsch.
It isn't bitch.
Lubitsch.
It's Lubitsch. That's, I don't know who that is. Is that your mama? What's happening there?
No, I'm telling
you. Want to take this
you.
On the arches? It's Lubitsch.
It's not Lubitsch.
It's Bar Lubitsch.
It's Lubitsch.
It's Lubitsch.
Could you guys say sponge now? What then? It's
no.
Okay. All right. Do you guys need me? Oh my God. I'm leaving. Never doing another podcast.
Bar Lubitsch.
It's a dumb name then. Fuck the Germans. It's fine. It's been said Lar Lubitsch to me. So
by someone else who is mispronouncing it. There's
right.
Two
so
of you
guys. And if that person were only here, it'd be even.
You know what? Because my Russian ex-boyfriend, there was a Rabbi Lubitsch that he would talk about who was crazy, I think, for some reason. I don't know. That's why I know how to pronounce Lubitsch.
Okay. Good. I like the room. I don't like how well-dressed everyone is.
Oh,
it's kind of fancy, all the ute. They're all fancy dressed and they're drinking like not umbrella drinks, but like not well drinks.
Yeah.
I'm used to a certain, and they're nice. Like I just did a set there tonight and it was a great set. I was pretty psyched. A lot of this new 8 minute chunk that I have that I've been working on that used to be a 12 minute chunk that is blessedly now an 8 minute
chunk. Yay.
Yeah. It's
cut.
Yeah. All those sets over at Brea were so good.
Oh, that's great.
Cause I could just tight, just
right.
And it was awesome. And,
that's such a good feeling. I need that again.
I know. I almost have an ending for one of my jokes.
Yay.
But I don't, but it's getting better, you know, mm-hmm. it's. And then I have the new sex joke, which is fun. And it's and I liked how I put it. Did I record any of it? I sadly did not because I've been recording. I've just been fiddle and diddle for days on end.
Yeah.
And I'm just ready to. I'm ready to.
You got to record just in case you say it perfectly. Sometimes you're only going to say it perfectly that one time. And if you don't have evidence, you don't know how to recreate it.
You're right.
God, I want to hear you say that.
Say it again.
Why don't you make that your ringtone?
Say it again.
You're right. You're right, Lauren Kilmartin. How could I have ever doubted you?
I have so many sets from New York because I did like six or seven a night. And I could listen to like two or three. I was like, all right, I get it. I get what I'm doing.
Oh, Friday. The reason Friday and Saturday went well in Brea is because I listened to all of my albums in traffic. And I was like, don't be afraid to go to the vault.
Yeah,
these people
of course.
Don't know who the hell you are.
Right, right.
And so the weird thing is I listened to Circus People, Bread, Horcrux, and then Hero. I listened to all four of them. It was a long drive, the Friday. And a couple of jokes I just skipped just because I knew them.
Yeah.
But it was weird because Circus People and Bread, there's some redundancy between some of the jokes because I am a storyteller and I feel like some of the jokes need a little bit of backstory. And so I was like, oh, like there's also different iterations.
You repeated jokes?
Yeah,
you did
on the albums. Which is,
you didn't know that before?
Well, I've only recently gotten them all transcribed so that like going in to do this new album last year.
Yeah.
Which has made very few lists, you guys, I'm told.
Boo.
It made
Jake's, the Comedy Bureau's list, right?
Right. Jake loves me.
Yay.
Yay.
We love the Comedy Bureau.
And we do love the Comedy Bureau. Get out there, you guys. Throw some bucks at the Comedy Bureau.
That reminds me.
Yeah.
Keep talking. I wanted to, first of all, Marcella's thing.
Oh, yeah.
Women
Wednesdays.
First Wednesday. It starts this Wednesday the 10th.
Yep.
It's at Meltdown.
8:30.
Yeah. And it's the replacement show for Camille and Jonah Ray's show.
Yep.
So it's probably going to do really well.
It's going to do
you
really well.
You want to be part of this, guys.
Totally.
That's what I'm saying.
And Marcella, yeah. And Marcella's outstanding
Marcella
anyway.
Marcella is, why isn't she famous? She will be. I know she will be. I'm stunned that it's taking as long as it is.
It's stunning. Because
she's really
so
funny
fun.
And she's a unique point of view and she's so different looking. Like I just could look at her all day. I feel like, oh, I must sound like a freak, but she's so, she looks like a rock star to me.
I love
her Instagram. She does it right. She's funny on
Instagram. Snapchat and her Instagram.
All that stuff.
It's all, she nails it. And,
Okay, but I also wanted to plug Emily Heller.
Yeah.
Is doing, I just want to make sure I have the date right. She's recording an album.
Oh, yeah.
And you want to be in the audience when someone's recording an album. You're part of their history for the rest of mm-hmm. your time together.
And Emily Heller, she was Comic of the Week, and she's such a great comic, you guys. The writing is outstanding. Her personality works. It's just, go see more
what
Emily
the fuck?
Heller.
It's not opening.
Isn't it in Portland?
It's in Portland at the Curious Theater.
At the Curious Theater, Emily Heller, and January 20th, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Yes.
Maybe, but figure it out. Find Heller on the Twitter and the Facebooks and the
internet. It's Mr. Emily Heller. Go see her. If you're in Portland, she's such a great joke writer. It's going to be a great show. You'll be part of something magical. It's always magical when someone really funny is at a great venue. The Curious is a great venue, and they're making a CD. It's all good. Be part of it.
Yeah, be part of it.
But wait, so back to Brea. What? What are you talking about?
I don't know. Could have been anything. But Kyle doesn't know either. But we're, I think I just said that I was, what shows I was doing, and you said what shows you were doing.
I had, New Year's Eve was pretty sweet. So I was at the Stand in Eastville, back and forth. I had three at the Stand and two at Eastville. They're 7-minute cab ride apart.
Wow.
And I had, a couple of them had a really tight turnaround. Like everything.
Did you make all of them?
Yes.
Yes.
Of course I did. Yes.
You didn't have to bump anybody? Nobody got pushed?
Well, somebody volunteered to switch so that one of the Eastville shows was starting late. So the guy who was first said he would switch with me.
Okay.
But if they had started exactly on time, it would have been flawless.
Right. Sure.
But it still worked. But I love that. I love it when I can I can make all my times and it's like, I got to get a cab now. And then you put your hand out, there's a cab. It fucking worked. You go right to the club. You throw your jacket on the chair and head right on downstairs and they bring you right up.
Yep.
Oh, it's fucking awesome.
That is
I love
awesome.
New York City. I love it.
I'm doing the new Aparna show. Took over Wyatt's show.
Oh, yeah?
It's called Buttercup or Butterball.
Yeah.
Can't remember. Littlefield. It's at the Littlefield in Brooklyn on Monday nights.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, and I'm doing Sweet at the Slipper Room with Seth Herzog.
Oh, my God.
So I'm just there. I'm there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing Governors in Levittown, and then I'm doing Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And then I'm taking the Amtrak into New York City, where I'm using points, thank you very much, for three nights at a Hampton Inn in Midtown. And
that's very exciting. I'm angry at Hampton Inn, and I'll never let it go.
You had a bad Hampton Inn.
My room on Christmas in Chicago, where it was 4 degrees outside,
didn't have any heat.
60 degrees in my room.
That's
insane.
And it was
freezing. Christmas night, my kid and I are still in jackets waiting, and they bring someone up. And I agree, no one wants to work on Christmas night. No one wants to be there. The handyman doesn't want to be there. The desk clerk doesn't want to be there. I get it. I'm sorry. It sucks. I get it.
But still need heat.
So he's banging on it for like a half hour, and he might have been Albanian based on my previous experience with the Did I tell you about the Albanians?
No.
Oh, my God. So we're in Chicago, and my son... I didn't mention this last time?
I don't think so.
My son's getting... Kyle's on Tinder. My son's getting a haircut.
Yeah. No story started with that.
Okay.
Go.
So there's three women that are running the salon, and they're speaking in what I assume is Armenian because of your neighborhood and stuff. And so then I wanted to seem like I was cool and I knew about these minor ethnicities like Armenians.
Wait a minute.
And I said, I go, is that Armenian? And they're like, no, it's Albanian. I'm like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
Assume the handyman was also Albanian.
Miners like to be very separate. Yes.
Starts with an A, though. I was pretty close. Alphabetically, pretty close. So he's banging on it. Can't get it. And... so then we have to move, right?
You got to go to a different room.
My shit's everywhere. My kid's stuff. I got to pile it and move. And I left my glasses in the room. And the next day, they couldn't find them.
You lost your glasses?
I didn't lose them.
No,
I was forced to leave my hotel room. They didn't find them. Even though
your
I left a tip for housekeeping.
Okay.
Yes, they were not found. And I keep calling. And they're like, we'll call you back. And they never call me back. Hampton Inn, the Hampton Inn of Mount Prospect.
Mount Prospect, Hampton Inn.
I left a very negative review on Expedia.
Good.
They paid.
I've had a couple of bad Hampton Inns. On the whole, they're good, but I understand. Yeah. I mean, it was weird. I was at a Hampton Inn, and I'm like, this is dodgy. And then I looked out the window and there was another Hampton Inn that you could see that was brand new.
Oh my God.
Like 2-3 blocks away. And I was like, why are we staying at that Hampton Inn, which looks so clean?
Was it indoors at least?
They were both indoors.
Okay.
And they both had covers and it was, yeah, but I'm doing the Levittown, Bethlehem, New York. I'm going to do sets in New York.
That's
but they're
great.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I don't think the stand. What's the stands?
Yeah, they have
where do they stand?
Shows. They have a. They do Frantic on Monday.
Oh, and, okay. Do Frantic,
yeah.
Maybe. And then the.
Who's working with you? Who's opening for you at Levittown?
No, nobody's telling me.
Oh, okay.
And then I don't know who's opening for me in Bethlehem either.
Okay.
But and then I am opening for Maria in Boston and New Haven, Connecticut.
Oh, cool.
And then I'm coming back. And that should be fun.
Sweet gigs, man.
Sweet, sweet gigs. And then I'm home.
But you know what? You're also, you've got road stuff that
yeah.
they aren't sweet gigs. They toughen you up, right? And then
oh,
you
yeah.
can just relax in front of the glowing, warm fire of the audience.
Of Maria Bamford's audience?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. They can carry me off stage. It's... the Levittown gigs, I think I'll be building all kinds of character. And then I'm at the...
That's the... That governor's... That's where they Seinfeld, you know, did you watch Comedian?
Yeah, I saw
where
that.
Where Seinfeld got heckled was at Governor's.
Oh, yeah?
It's like, not even Seinfeld can get through a set
right.
without somebody heckling him at Governor's.
Right.
So that's where you're going. Enjoy
that's
that.
A very funny line. I remember that, and I remember
yeah.
laughing harder than I've laughed. The problem with Seinfeld's stand-up... Is that it had been hacked?
Whoa!
So bad?
I gotta say, I disagree with this sentence right away.
I'm never
in
gonna
show
work.
Business.
I'm never gonna work again.
Oh my God!
Because someone will take that and make it into their room tone, ringtone. Words.
I know it's late. We both
what time?
Did sets.
How are we doing? 1 minute.
An hour.
What? What are we talking for? Bye.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.